The Abarbanel in Sefer Bereishis, it's not Abarbanel, it's a Pirshei Mishnayos in Daf Gama, why the world was created at Sar Mamaris. So we're going to have here a Pirshei Mishnayos and Akedah that speak about it. So the Rambam quotes the Mishnah about Sar Mamaris Nevar Olam, or Matal Medloma, and so on. So it says the parmen shoyim shemal tzor shem basar mamaris lidushal tzadikim shemekaimis olam shniver basar mamaris. So the Rambam explains how you get asar mamaris. You have nine times it says vayoma, and bracious is or as if it would be vayoma. But omnom yichid maimel cholin. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu say each one as vayoma vayoma? In order to tell us the scope of the Bria and its organization, and therefore somebody who is causing loss to it is causing loss something big. Someone who has the ability to either destroy or fix, which means Adam. Him being the last, the final tachlis of mamaris. So the Pirshei Mishnayos, the Rambam gives the following explanation. If I tell you, for instance, that the eye is a very complicated organism, that statement is true. How much does that statement impress you with? So-so. If I start going into detail, and I say, first let's look at the light-gathering mechanism. Let's look at the registers. Let's look at the color mechanism. Let's look at the gauging of depth and size and so on and so forth. Let's look at this and that. The more I go into detail, the more I appreciate what it's all about. If I say, somebody brought me, I needed something, and the guy brought me. I say, fine, you brought me the thing that I needed, Yashka, thank you. If the person starts detailing what it took, you have to take a day off from work, and you have to look at this place, and that place, and the other place, and then you have this problem, that problem. Whenever you go into the detail, you get the appreciation of the scope of it. So had our control created the world with one mimer, it would come to us as one mimer. For instance, we know there's a law of gravity, things attract each other. We don't know more about, we don't know any details of that, we just know. So. That's all we can say about it. But when I have something that's a mechanism of many parts and pieces, my sense of it is I have a much greater appreciation for it because I see different parts and pieces. The world's created as Sar Mamaris, the 10 that we talk about over here, the 10 Mamaris, not only means 10. The morale in different places, 10 is a number for us. For us, 10 is a number system. It's a natural number system. Yes, you can build a number system with any other digit, but 10 is for us the natural number system. And let's, for argument's sake, because we have 10 fingers and it makes calculations easy, but that's for us, 10 is the base. So and once we have a number system of 10, we can break things down into an infinite amount of particles. And thus, we can break down and Hagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu into 10 spheres, and each sphere can break down into 10 further spheres, and you, like we have it by spheres Omer, Chesed Shebechesed, Chesed Shebegvura, Chesed Shebefaris, and then we, and at infinitum. So what it means, the Pirush of Shnais is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with segments, and or better said, segmentation, so that everything can be perceived as its own dibur, and then this is just I can keep going infinitely small, and that gives us a tremendous an appreciation for how significant it is if we do something good to preserve a world like that, or if we do something bad to destroy a world like that. Okay, the next piece is an akedah. V'lozeh amru v'asar amar zivarlo. Ritzoni, shekulam hayunyanim nimtsoyim, shenimtsolahem, ukol echad mehem teva kaya masmit. Shemehem kol echad b'mina b'tivo yimole mitzis olam ve'yosei. It means that the world has subdivisions, and each subdivision has its own set of laws. Let's take a big picture. We have laws of physics. Those are very strong laws. Let's even dump chemistry together with physics. We have biology, which is different and has its own set of realities. We have psychology. We have even like economics, which may or may not be part of psychology, but it's a world of its own with rules and quote unquote laws that it functions by. So when I construct a rule of service means each one of these has its own mechanism. And therefore he asked the question, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world just with one law, do as I want. It means that all of creation could have come instant at the same time, which means it would mean there's nothing that would be called nature. Let's talk about this Akedah. Akedah says here something extraordinary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world without nature. What do we mean when we talk about nature? When we talk about nature, we mean the following. We mean ongoing rules or laws about the interaction of different elements. Those laws are, the most basic of those laws is called cause and effect, meaning A will cause B, and which will cause C, and if D is there, B will not become C, and if D and E together are there, something else will happen. Those are all the pattern of activity in this world, and that is cast iron. That's very, very strong. In other words, 10 is, like we said, the full complement of numbers. In this case, we would say it means there is a relationship and laws on how these different things work. So I put A into motion, and that brings B, and that brings C, and that brings D. The other possibility would that the world constantly stands on God's fiat, because I want it. It's just like when a person is quote-unquote behaving normally, we expect a pattern. When a person is a nutcase and his behavior is, when we say his behavior is erratic, it means, you know, I just heard so-and-so got engaged, I think I'm going to eat a banana because of that. It doesn't, there's no cause effect over there. And Mimelo, really, each moment's behavior is a particular mishigas at that moment. Now, I guess we can figure out psychology, it makes us kind of nuts by figuring out the method behind the madness. But to us, a nutcase is somebody where nothing fits or anything else. We can't say the person is unpredictable. We don't know how he will react to something. All of those, so there are two ways, two systems. One is a system, one's a non-system. The system is characterized by a built-in concept of cause and effect. A non-system is a constant, is just a momentary whim by whim, minute by minute. No shaykhs from A to B to C. The Bria, so whenever you have one, there's no such thing as a pattern of one. There's an old saying that when kids come and tell you everybody has this toy, it's usually based on a survey of one. That's when the kids say everyone. The number one is patternless, obviously. It does nothing there, the cause, effect, rules, regulation. All it is itself. That's it. It's like when you have 1 point, you can make an infinite amount of lines through it. The minute you have 2 points, you're stuck with one line. So that one other point is the difference between infinity to one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had two ways of making the world. Making the world with a pattern of teva, which is cause and effect, and therefore the world was staggered. Day one, day two, day three, four, five, six, seven, and there's 10 mamars. That means the building blocks of the world are different elements. And therefore, those elements rebuilt and so on and so forth. I'll give one more dogma, just so we get a flavor of it. You know, in the wartime, they used to send messages in code. They still do, except it's much more complicated. But there was basically, in the big picture, there were two types of codes. There was a system, a code system. So anytime you want to write a word, the first letter goes three letters back, the second letter goes three letters forward, the fourth letter does this, the fifth letter does that. And that's one code. There's another code where this word substitutes for this word, this word substitutes for this word means this, this word means that. Each one has an advantage and disadvantage. The advantage of the first code is you don't need to keep sending messages what you want to mean. It means there's a set pattern for it. And the second one, you always have to, every time you want to switch the code, you need to let people know what you're going to mean by which word. The disadvantage is that the first code can be cracked. The second one, you can capture the guy who's, you can capture the person who's bringing the code to you, but the code itself you can't crack because there's only one case of it. Today you will translate the message. If they're attacking, you're going to write X. If they're not attacking, like Y. There's nothing. There's no pattern in it that I can discern because it's only example one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had two choices, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does was created a teva also. Ki'ilu amar. She's nahig im ha'olam b'chloloi al dvar teva me'ula asher v'ashkoche ishis asher nizkereyo b'sharvi ezekel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do things. The second pattern of the way of doing it with a neis would be almost like a neis. Dugma shenagim yisrael b'chalabon b'shadron midbar l'kazol midbar. They got food and everything, not because they plowed or took from the ground or whatever it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. What's called lechem him to lechem hashemayim, lemayim, bakat surim, so on and so forth. That is a second way of a malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omnam, he says, im hoya tomit in emitzis b'chal zayfim, if that's the way it would have been, lo hoya shum mokam ametzias ha-bechira nushis asher adam. So no place for bechira. And lo shumov ala schar va'onish usto tachlitz moshis barim. So the Kedah says as follows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a choice of how to create the world. One is to reflect the fact that he's the creator constantly. So every moment something new happens, it's Yesh Me'ayin. And one is Yesh Me'yesh in a pattern-structured way. We have an example of Yesh Me'ayin, the Midbar. In other words, the reason why food came was not because someone planted it. The amount of food we had didn't depend on how many dunam of land we planted, depended on how hungry we were, how many loaves of bread we needed that particular day, and so on. But that mahalach would not allow for a world. I want to explain two things with this. First of all, you have two very different approaches to emunah b'tachon. You have a kfiridic approach, which is that, you know, it's all about cause and effect, and you even take the creator in the picture, out of the picture, makes no difference. That creates, that's kfiridic, it's obvious. But the opposite, when you have the Muslims, that, again, stereotypically, or maybe truly, I don't know, their belief in God being everything always, to the point of not putting any effort into a system, means two things. It's wrong. In other words, everything is the will of Allah in the sense of you're not doing things within the structure of Teva. It also, at the end of the day, usurps any moral challenges, because if I kill the guy, God's will, he'd be killed. And, you know, if didn't kill him, then if I stole his money, God's will, would come to me. All of that is, it was almost like the Christians in Spain, when they slaughtered the Jews in Syria, and they said, you see, it was God's will that they be slaughtered. But so the flip side is we need to deal with it. The world itself has created a metzias of ten amarim. And the metzias is that for the vast amount of our undertakings, we need to look at it that way. I also want to add one more piece. it deals with the interaction of natural sciences and Torah. The natural history, what we call natural history, is a very good description of it. The world has nothing in it that says made by God in year zero. There's nothing, no matter how hard we'll dig, we're not going to find something, a physical object, where we can say, oh, see, 5,000 years ago there was nothing. The world has a natural history. The world looks eroded, shaped, animals that lived and died. The world has a natural history to it. And I think that's the result of Asar Mamaris, means that the world itself has a dimension that's natural. Now, as a maimon, how did that take place? So if you have a variety from the people who are really pushing the envelope and saying, well, the natural history can happen over a million billions of years, the Torah refers to it shorthand. That's, I guess, one extreme. To the other extreme, that Hashem buried a natural history into the world to lead us astray. More comfortably, for me personally, sits the idea that in an instant, something happened. Akash Baruch Hu put a million years of development into instant. A muscle. Milk takes X amount of time to become cheese, put in a catalyst, an enzyme, and the process is a fraction of it. But whatever it means, whether we dig down or look up into the sky with a telescope, there's a natural history. Whether this natural history is the core of the world, which we believe not, or it's part of the world, which we believe yes, that's the metzius of it. And it's all in part of that. Asar Mamaris means this world, the first look at this world is natural history. That's Asar Mamaris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose not to get it with one maimah, and that's why we have a world that we have. That's why you can study natural history, and it really makes no difference. But let's give an example. Let's go back to the cheese mashal. I'll tell you why I chose that mashal, because many, many years ago I had a friend of mine who moved to Toronto. There was no Chol Yisrael yet, and the Canadian government did not allow him to import Chol Yisrael cheese from America. They said, we have enough cheese in Canada and not importing from America. So he decided to manufacture cheese himself. So he manufactured cheese. So I asked him, like, how do you age this cheese, and how do you that cheese, and that, whatever. And he laughed, and he said, you just put something into the milk, and 3 days later, it's whatever you put in. You know, whatever, you know, it's the packet of enzymes and flavoring that makes the cheese. Now, let's say we have this cheese that is that we have on our plate. Whether that cheese was made naturally over 6 months, or with enzymes in 3 days, if it's right, then whatever taste effect on our system this has, It doesn't make a difference to us once it's reached a certain stage. So Lamaisa, as far as we're concerned, we're getting the same for both. Another marshal, which will bring it home. People age at a certain rate. And we know what a 20-year-old looks like, a 30-year-old, a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old, a 60-year-old, a 70-year-old, and so on and so forth. Imagine somebody went through very traumatic experiences, and he looks, and he's aged physically 20 years. So he might be 60 years old, but he looks like 80. Medically speaking, he would be an 80-year-old. Whatever problems or conditions we'd find in an 80-year-old, we might expect to find in him. So is he a 60-year-old or an 80-year-old? Really depends. It depends on the mind of Kamina. If you want to ask him about an event that happened 70 years ago, you're out of luck because he's only been around 60 years. If you want to recommend medication, you use the guidelines for an 80-year-old. It's not a stira. So the understanding that the dynamic of Asara Mamaris really gives us a way of understanding many of these inyanim. Okay, let's take a look at the first piece. We have a few minutes. Breishis. In the word Breishis, we have here Amor Nevuchim, which is Da. Sheyesh Hefresh Beino Rishon Vaschola. The word Rishon and the word Aschola, we have a difference. The Rambam is commenting on the difference of the word Rishon or Reishis. Dash is a Rishon Aschola. V'zeh, she'aschola hi nimtzis b'ma she'hila aschola o'i imoi. Afo pishat tikma b'zman. The word haschola, tchila, is something which means it's the cause of something, even if it's not, even if it did not precede him chronologically. It's just like when you say the heart is the beginning of life. So we say, when I say the heart is the beginning of a person, it doesn't necessarily mean chronologically. It means that in the pyramid of the person, the heart, let's give an example. Let's say I recruited a dozen bachrim to come to yeshiva. Together, I spoke to those bachrim, they all said this will come. And they're all coming because there's one mitzvah amongst them. He's coming, they're all going to come. So he really is the first one at yeshiva, despite the fact that they all agreed at the same time. So he says, Ukva yuchlat gamkia za inyan shurishay. And also you say, when you have a logical, we have a listing of different facts. There's a logical pyramid of what caused what. Avla rishon amlum yayma lakayda zanvat. The word rishon means chronologically first. The built ishya kayda mahu bizman, sivil mzachav, even if it wasn't the cause. So for instance, if someone asks me, who lived in the house before you? So they'll tell me so-and-so. But that statement gives no relationship between me and him other than chronology. Reuven lived here first, then Shimon lived, now I'm the third one to live. I'm not living here because Reuven and Shimon lived. On the other hand, let's say if Reuven did something and in his wake Shimon followed, and in my mind, if Reuven and Shimon do it, I'm going to follow, that becomes a cause. So we have two, when we say first, the word first has actually two meanings. It's cause and chronology. It's like we say, who lived in the house first and second? You don't say someone is the beginning of it. V'amila shatara rishon v'lshonenu hu tchila. Tchila diba Hashem v'yesheya. V'ashatera l'ascholah is racious. Sh'ligza miroish, asher ascholah tzachayla finachosel. So the word rishon, or tchila, means first chronologically. This is the first time a cheshbon spoke in Hashem. It's not really in any sense that we can appreciate a cause and effect. And then we have a concept of racious. So Bracious Bara Lekim, as the Shnayim Sa'aretz, is telling us a certain chain of events. It's telling us a certain cause there was first Shemayim Varetz, and that brought about the Torah Bavo, and that brought about, you know, Vyom Alekim Yor, and so on and so forth. Okay, we'll hold it here. Next one is a bit, there's a big Ramban on it, and we'll hold it here.